tell you a secret from the bottom of my heart. Then you must hear this promise that I'll make here from the start. There will be no strings to pull from you, 'cause I'm just being me. There will be no strings to pull, because the truth will set you free. Because the truth will set you free.
With Mike Damon. Hey, welcome and thank you for joining me on another episode of No Strings Podcast, and I am Mike Damon. The intro music you just listened to is No Strings' official theme song, all thanks to Jumo Ogunbe. Now, if this is your first time listening to No Strings and you're curious and maybe wondering what the podcast is really about, in a nutshell, the podcast is a Nigerian weekly broadcast that discusses issues concerning sexual minorities, human rights, gender and sexuality, mostly with Nigeria in focus. Okay, on this week's episode, we're going to have another interesting exclusive talk, but this time we're going to have it with a female Nigerian human rights activist and professor currently living in the US, and we'll be discussing her recently launched LGBT themed book, and she's going to be telling us a little about this very interesting book and why she decided to take on the project. Okay, now as usual, we'll take a quick time out to listen to some messages, and I'll be back to continue with No Strings, so hang on.
No Strings is proudly supported by KSA
Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Join us on there every Wednesday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Visit ksaradio.co.za.
You're listening to No Strings.
Welcome back to No Strings. Before the break, I said that we were going to have a discussion with a human rights activist and a professor from the US. Yes, and that person is Unoma Azua. We'll be discussing her recently launched LGBT-themed anthology, which is a collection of very powerful and compelling stories from LGBT persons living in and outside Nigeria. The book is titled Blessed Body, with the very shocking caption tagged The Secret Lives of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Nigerians. So let's quickly move to have that conversation now. Unoma, you're welcome to No Strings. Please, can you briefly tell us about yourself and your new book titled Blessed Body, the LGBT-themed anthology that you recently compiled and launched, and why it was particularly important for you to put those stories together?
My name is Unoma Azua, and I'm an LGBT activist, as well as a professor of writing and literature. The stories in Blessed Body, subtitled The Secret Lives of LGBT Nigerians, is mostly true life stories. And these narratives are particularly important because they're the lived experiences of an oppressed minority group. It is also a crucial work because it reveals that LGBT folks are as human as everybody else. Yet, as these stories reveal, this same group suffer inhumane treatments. They're beaten, blackmailed, shamed, and even killed. For what? For an orientation they didn't choose to have? So one of the objectives of the book is to educate people on the true nature of the Nigerian LGBT.
Thank you so much, Unoma. Now, beyond just the interesting and important stories highlighted in Blessed Body, what are you expecting readers to take away in overall from reading the stories, you know, in it?
Expect readers to learn, to be enlightened, and to have a moment of epiphany. That moment that lets them realize that homophobia is about hate due to ignorance.
Okay, so we should be reading Blessed Body, as some may argue and conclude that it is a book written for just homosexuals, you know.
Everybody should read this book, Blessed Body. It's an eye-opener. It will, hopefully, sway Nigerians, especially the Nigerian law and policy makers. is to make them to rethink the anti-gay marriage bill, for instance, or the anti-gay marriage law. The law that witch hunts an innocent group of people. And what is their crime? Loving same sex? That's like punishing somebody for being black or for being left-handed. Can you actually make people change from being black to being white? Is there a magic wand that does that? No. That is their nature. And that is how it will be, no matter what is done to them.
Okay, in Nigeria, lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people are suffering different forms of oppression and discrimination, of course, which has been fueled by the Anti-Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act that was signed into law in 2014. And ever since then, many have been crying out for help, and some have already given up hope that things will never get better in the country. Now, taking your book into account, how exactly will it help or contribute to the movement or fight for equality here in Nigeria?
These stories will hopefully empower invisible or silenced Nigerians, Nigerian LGBT community, to let them know that they're like every other person in Nigeria. Through the text and through the stories, through these narratives, through these chronicles, the LGBT community in Nigeria will see role models, especially through the writers, the contributors to this book. They will see positive role models, and hopefully this will empower them, it will inspire them to stand up for their rights, to stand up for human rights, a right that is rightly theirs to have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you to Norma for doing this with us here at No Strings. Your efforts are highly appreciated, and I am sure many will be encouraged listening to this, as of course that's part of the many things that we hope to achieve here with No Strings. Okay, please, please, we need your support to continue with the work that we do here at No Strings. I want to say thank you, all of you, for the positive messages, positive vibes, and for sharing the articles and No Strings. Don't get tired. Keep sharing and keep supporting. There is every reason to be hopeful. However, you can send us a donation. For more information on how to do this, please email info@nostringsng.com. And also, to stay updated with us, please like us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringsng, or follow us on Twitter using twitter.com/nostringsng. Okay, thank you for your time, and please join us again next week for another interesting episode. My name once again is Mike Damon, and I say bye bye, and more importantly, stay safe.